We're back. 6:46. Michael Cohen, producer James Platy on the board. Thanks for joining us. Well, did you see them? The polar bears, the baby time machine, and the beer retrieving rescue dog. Robert Colts, among 20 MSU professors last night watching all the Super Bowl commercials to decide which was the best. And he joins me now to evaluate what we saw. Robert is an MSU advertising instructor. Thank you for joining me, Robert.
Hey, thanks for having me back. What a fun game that was.
It sure was, although I'll say it right now, I'm a huge Patriots fan, and I did feel a bit depressed last night, although I guess the commercials cheered me up a little bit. How do you guys go about it then? Do you watch the commercials just once, or do you sometimes rewind to watch them a couple of times?
No, we watch them live in real time and have an automatic rating. We have a good group of faculty experts at Michigan State University in the Advertising, Public Relations, and Retailing Department. Mm-hmm. A lot of specialty in creative and production. And so we'll watch those ads, and everybody kind of has their own expertise, and they make a judgment immediately. And it's interesting that our top 10 usually mirrors the polls we're seeing today. And we picked the Skechers dog racing spot as the top ad in the Super Bowl. It was only won by a fraction. Hmm. The top 10 were really close. That M&M's ad with the dancing M&M's and the Pepsi Elton John ad and the Doritos Sling Baby and the Chrysler Fiat 500 were all in the top five. It was a great night for animated characters and animals and song and dance and just a lot of fun
and
humor.
Was the Skechers ad your favorite also then?
Well, I got to tell you, I really like the Jerry Seinfeld ad that actually for our ratings as a whole faculty came in number 13. And right after that, another one of my favorite, mm-hmm. Monkeys, careerbuilder.com. So
sure.
My personal favorites were pretty close in the top 20, at least.
Now, I want to ask you about the Chrysler Clint Eastwood as Halftime in America ad. It seemed to have the same kind of feel of last year's M&M ad, kind of an Americana. It kind of struck you in the heart a little bit, although I've heard some people say they were less than affected. What did you think of it?
Well, you know, we didn't rate the ad. We enjoyed it. We watched it, just like the halftime show with Madonna and everything else. But when we saw the ad, it was really kind of a paid public service announcement. It wasn't necessarily branding or selling a product. You saw a very little bit of the Chrysler logo at the end. It was kind of an attitude. I think people in Michigan and Detroit really responded positively to it. Elsewhere, hopefully they did, but it had a tough, gritty kind of feel, mm-hmm. and I thought it was a good spot.
I remember I was watching the game with a group of my buddies, and when that H&M David Beckham bodywear ad came up, it got a little uncomfortable. I'm guessing did that target women, basically?
It did. Guys hope they looked like that or had that kind of definition in their body, but that's all a dream. You know, I think the ad that was really effective that women liked was the Telefloral ad telling guys to go buy flowers for Valentine's Day for their woman. And also, you know, the Fiat 500 ad kind of used sex in selling that little car. I thought that was very effective. The Dannon Yogurt Okeus spot also kind of had women in a smarter, powerful role over men. And guys probably liked that, too, because it was kind of slapstick humor that the Three Stooges sort of evolved.
I'm talking to Robert Colts, an MSU advertising instructor. Now, Robert, Coca-Cola, of course, as expected, was there. They had their animated polar bears. I think two different commercials there. They seem to be a regular presence. Now, is Coke basically trying to get kids to start drinking their stuff?
You know, those polar bear ads rated really poorly for the faculty at MSU. It's not that there was anything wrong with them or that they were bad. They just were not as good as all of the other Super Bowl spots. You know, if you use humor, if you've got a great production, if you really have a hook, that's what makes a good Super Bowl ad. And in the context of the game, those really did not cut through the advertising clutter.
You mentioned the Acura Jerry Seinfeld ad, which of course had Jay Leno there at the end in some kind of a flying squirrel suit. We also saw Matthew Broderick in the Honda ad. Do celebrity commercials typically have more of an effect than ones without them, or does it just come down to the concept of the commercial?
Well, the concept is really critical, but celebrities do sell. That's why we use them and put them into ads. You know, that Ferris Bueller Matthew Broderick spot was just cute, and it kind of touched a generation, and people followed it. So, you know, yes, Elton John in the Pepsi ad really cuts through. And again, I think that was probably Flava Flav's best moment on TV I can possibly think of.
The Bud Light rescue dog, I know that was quite popular. I can now imagine thousands of dog owners training their dogs to do just that, retrieve a beer for them. It just seems like that's something that most dogs could handle doing. That kind of an ad, in general, the whole Bud Light, the things they were doing during the Super Bowl, was that just standard, or did you guys find those especially good?
Well, look, beer as a whole, and Anheuser-Busch is in big in the Super Bowl, the beer was pretty flat in the game. That was one good ad. But the rest of them were really kind of mediocre and disappointing. We have higher hopes for the beer industry. You know, you really, when they show their product, you can't taste it. They kind of have to do something different. So they have to have a funny gag or a sketch to get you really to raise some awareness of what they're doing. That dog spot was really cute for a cause, really kind of a different angle. Mm-hmm. But the Clydesdales just weren't working for us this year.
I see. Now, you chose the as a group, you chose the Skecher dog ad over this rescue dog. What was it about the Skecher ad that was just so appealing?
You know, it was one of the couple of ads where that played during the Super Bowl that the faculty actually broke out in laughter. And if you can do that, I mean, we're academics and researchers and professionals all combined. If you have a spontaneous response like that, then that's going to touch somebody emotionally. And that's what you want to do in a good ad. And that's what that Skechers ad.
That's where that little doggy stops at the finish line and does the moonwalk across it.
Exactly.
Right, right,
that
right.
One single moment was memorable, and that will give some long life to that ad.
You know, one other thing I wanted to ask was the Toyota Camry ad. It's reinvented. Very, I guess, creative, although it seems like you had to watch it twice. It had that baby that doesn't poop and is also a time machine. Is this kind of an ad a little too complicated for most viewers to follow?
The simple answer is yes. I think there was just too much going on, just too much stuff happening, too many effects. And really, if you can do something simple, look at Bob, the E-Trade baby, back again with a little shtick at the nursery. That was just cute. Now, that's a baby ad that really made us take notice and sold a product simply.
I got to say, one of my favorites was the Chevy Camaro Happy Grad, where the best gift ever, and of course, it's not his gift. It reminded me of college, of seeing people driving around with cars that were I certainly couldn't afford at the time, and it was just funny to see that.
It was funny. You know, it was a good ad. Now, that's kind of an ad that you'd have to admit you could see once, but if you saw it a second time or a third time, it would probably wear on you a little bit and become annoying over time because you get the whole gag part of it.
This year, on the whole, Super Bowl ads were kind of better than typical or just about what you expected?
Well, better than some years that we've had. You know, the car industry actually did pretty well, better than expected. We had a lower expectation this year. The movie ads were the worst in the game. They, as a collection, as an industry, they're just awful quick cuts, and they we set the bar really low and they met the expectations. I will tell you that GoDaddy ad that they ran, and sex does sell sometimes, mm-hmm. even though it wasn't a good ad, in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes left in the game, that was probably the best, most valuable placement in the game because everybody was excited to see what was going to happen in the game, and that game kept the audience for that ad.
I was going to ask you about an ad like that that does not engage either the heart or the mind, but I guess you thought it was an effective one.
Well, it just got a good time slot. I mean, just because of the circumstance of the game, having that ad in the right place at the right time certainly was worth it for GoDaddy.
Indeed. Robert Colt, MSU advertising instructor. Robert, thank you very much for joining me once again.
Well, thank you again, and we'll talk to you next year.
Indeed. Thanks again.